Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is here in Washington for his first official visit since winning a landslide victory last month. Sharon is meeting with congressional and Jewish leaders today. Tomorrow he talks with President Bush at the White House. The two leaders will discuss ways to end 6 months of violence and resume Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Israeli and Palestinian security officials met over the weekend, but Sharon continues to insist there will be no formal negotiations until the violence ends. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Jerusalem.
Ariel Sharon's latest visit to Washington is a far cry from one he made almost exactly a decade ago. At the time, Sharon, a member of Israel's far right-wing government, was persona non grata. A proponent of expanding Jewish settlements on the West Bank, Sharon was considered an obstacle to peace, in the words of former Secretary of State James Baker. Now Sharon is being treated with all of the pomp and circumstance of a world leader. Despite his hawkish campaign rhetoric, the former general insists he does want to make peace with the Palestinians. His cabinet is the biggest and the broadest in Israeli history. It includes Foreign Minister and Nobel Peace Prize winner Shimon Peres. Peres says he's optimistic about Sharon's visit to Washington.
I do believe that the new American administration and our new government will see eye to eye and try to their very best to bring an end to the wave of terror and reopen the doors for negotiations.
But even as Sharon's plane was in the air en route to Washington, more violence erupted. Yesterday, Palestinian militants fired mortar bombs from Gaza into Israel, slightly injuring one Israeli soldier. And early this morning, a Jewish settler was killed when Palestinian gunmen fired on his car as he drove through the West Bank. Prime Minister Sharon says he won't hold any negotiations until the violence comes to a complete halt. But over the weekend, the head of Israel's Internal Security Agency met with his Palestinian counterpart at a border crossing between Israel and Gaza. Reuven Hazan is a professor at Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
The fact that the meeting produced nothing, that they couldn't come to terms on anything, is regretful. But it does show that Ariel Sharon realizes that turning around and saying, I won't talk to anyone until there is zero violence, this won't work.
Hazan believes it is only a matter of time before Sharon himself resumes direct negotiations with the Palestinians. But the Israeli leader has made it clear he will take a very different approach from his predecessor, Ehud Barak, who tried in vain to reach a comprehensive agreement that would end the half-century-old conflict once and for all. Sharon says he will take smaller incremental steps, an approach that seems to jibe with that of President Bush, who has indicated he will play a far less active role than former President Clinton. White House officials say they want to focus on the Middle East as a whole, not only on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This new approach worries Palestinian officials. Mahdi Abdulhadi, head of a think tank in Jerusalem, says the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians cannot be put on the back burner.
The core of the whole problem in the Middle East has been and will continue to be the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And if they will not give it a priority, and if they will not concentrate on it seriously, they will continue to have unstable Middle East.
Abdulhadi says what worries him the most is that no one, Israeli, Palestinian, or American, seems to have a plan for ending the impasse and stopping the violence. Everybody is playing a game of tactics, he says, trying to survive day by day. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jerusalem.